Magandang umaga po sa lahat. Merry Christmas ulit and dance Happy New Year to everyone. Ako po si James Brillantes at naglilingkod po bilang isa sa mga pastor sa iglesyang ito. Kung ikaw ay medyo matagal na sa Dubai, marahil nakita ninyo itong photo na to o tuwing namamasyal kayo sa Dubai Mall. O di kaya narinig o may nakapagsabi sa inyo tungkol sa building na ito. Ito po ang isa sa pinakalumang building dito sa Dubai that still functions until now. Ang tawag po nila dito ay ang Toyota Building. Tinatawag po ito na Toyota Building hindi dahil sa pagmamay-ari ito ng Toyota o merong showroom ng Toyota sa building na yan. Yung building po na yan is a residential building. Tinawag yan na Toyota dahil Toyota Building dahil sa nakapaskil na pangalan na Toyota sa taasan yan. Ang pangalan po ng building na yan is Nasir Rashid Lutha Building. Makikita niyo yan, again, malapit doon sa may Dubai Mall. If we are, there is an updated photo of that. Ito na po siya ngayon. So if you're going to compare yung lumang photo na yon to this new one, updated one, marahil isa sa mga pumapasok na salita sa ating mga isipan ay yung change. For the past decades, for the past centuries, nakita po natin yung pag-iba ng Dubai. From this one to is skyscrapers, di ba? Tall infrastructures na makikita natin nakapaligid sa lugar na yan. Change, sabi nga nila, is constant. At nangyayari ito araw-araw at sa maraming bagay. Ito man ay sa technology, from phones na merong antenna, to touchscreen, economy rise and then fluctuates. Even tayo po ay nagbabago din. Unable to cope with change, we adapt and improve our skills to make sure yung ating security, to make sure that we will survive, that we will be stable, to have a comfortable life. Otherwise, if these things are not met, we get anxious, hindi po ba? We get anxious dahil hindi natin alam kung anong mangyayari sa atin in the future. Change is good. Sometimes it is necessary. But what if, in our efforts to cope up with change or changes, we find our efforts insufficient, failing, and everything around us starts to crumble? Yung tanong po, saan po tayo tumadakbo o dumidepende for stability and security ng ating future? O kung nangangahulugan na ang lahat ng bagay is constantly changing, saan po tayo dumidepende for a stable and secured future? See, I've asked this question because the author ng passage po na naaralin natin discuss or have the same experience, a massive change, a significant change na nangyari sa kanyang buhay, including ang nation ng Israel. From experiencing the prosperity of Jerusalem, of Zion, and peace there, to unexplained affliction na kanyang nararanasan sa exile. Ang Psalm 102 is isa sa mga anim na tinatawag natin na Psalm of Lament. Ginagamit po ito ng Israel to cry out sa mga afflictions na naranasan nila sa kanilang buhay. They cried out sa Panginoon through this hymn. Ang Psalm 102 po ay bahagi ng ika-apat na libro ng limang books na compilation ng Psalm. Though the nation used this to cry out sa Panginoon, we can observe sa superscription ng Psalm 102 na ito po is an individualistic lament. against the backdrop of the nation's exilic experience. Pag sinabi mo pong exile, you are being cast out. You are enslaved ng ibang nation. So most probably, yung Psalm 102, they are exiled in Babylon. As the psalmist cried out to God, he contemplated itong mga bagay na to. He contemplated about the finitude or brevity ng buhay, or shortness, short span ng buhay ng isang tao. He complains and cries out to God sa kanyang katawan, na napapansin niya that slowly deteriorating. Namamayat siya, he eats ashes, and he drinks mixed, yung kanyang drinks is mixed with tears. Makikita po ninyo yan in sa mga upper ng mga verses. His enemy uses his name as a curse. But the psalmist also recognized in his deep affliction na yung kanyang nararanasan is God's chastisement or discipline sa kanya. Yet, he continues to pray to God for restoration niya at ng nasyon ng Israel. Ito po ang ating titingnan ngayong umaga kung paano at saan nakahanap ng kumpiyansa ang psalmist para dumipende for a much stable and secured future. Ang main point po natin sa umagang ito is this. Since God is unchangeable in His divine nature and purpose to save His people, you can depend on Him. Since God is unchangeable in His divine nature and purpose to save His people, you can depend on Him. I've divided po yung passage ito into two parts. Stability in God's divine nature, namely His eternal and unchangeable nature, and security in God's divine purpose, which ay itatakol natin in verse 28. Ito po yung aking panalangin, mga kaibigan, that as we soak yung sarili natin sa salita ng Panginoon sa umagang ito, we would find comfort and confidence sa unchanging nature ng ating Diyos, in His immutability, in fulfilling His eternal plan of salvation towards sa kanyang mga tao. At ang katotohanan ng ito ay pwede nating panghawakan as we face yung new year. So let's go to our first point. Stability in God's divine nature. As creature, we have the tendency to fear what is unknown. And when we sense it, we become anxious, hindi po ba? We become unstable, hindi po tayo nakakatulog. Dahil po, we always have the desire to control ang mga bagay sa paligid natin. Marahil totoo din po ito na naranasan ng psalmist as he undergo deep affliction sa kanyang buhay. Pero paano ba siya nakahanap ng comfort and stability in his faith sa Diyos? Kung makikita po natin, the psalmist view the reality of his situation in the reality of God. Basahin po natin yung verse 25. Sabi po niya dito, "Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." In ancient time, yung heavens and earth po is kinukonsider nila the most stable, the most permanent, and eternal object sa creation. Pagans like Babylonians, Persians, and Greek believes that the earth is eternal. They held to belief na yung earth daw undergoes to 36,000 cycles, that upon reaching it, ay mauulit ito. Mauulit at mauulit ito for or throughout eternity. Even the famous Greek philosopher Aristotle believed of the eternality ng mundo. Marahil po, we also believe somehow na earth is permanent. Earth is eternal. Earth is stable. Because when we think of heavens, we think of the stars, the moons, or the moon and sun. Ang daming moons, ano? But yung sun. And for centuries, stars have been dependable for man. In plotting navigation, sun was being used to determine yung time. Hindi po ba? Kung nakaranas po kayo ng mag-Boy Scout, kung tatayo po kayo ng isang stake, doon yung makikita kung anong oras na you can determine yung time. Or yung moon for calendars and measure waves. We even assume na sa ating pagtulog, Yung infrastructure po o yung tinitirhan po natin na building would be in the same place kinabukasan na pag-gising natin. We assume that. But the psalmist begins by recalling the creation account. That though sinasabi natin that earth is, some people believe that earth is eternal, the walang beginning, the creation story reminds us that heavens and earth have beginnings. In fact, they are created by the eternal one. In Genesis 1:1, sabi po doon, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Nais po na i-echo ng samis ang katotohanan na ang Diyos ay siyang eternal and the one who ordained the creation of the world. Siya rin ang Diyos na naglagay ng mga bituin at ng mga buwan at ng buwan in their places. And the one who controls seasons and times. He is the one who controls everything, including sa buhay po natin. But, yung reality po ng creation, unlike God, bilang mga nilikha, nangangahulugan po ito that earth, including us, we go from non-existence to existence. Hindi po ba? When God created the heavens and earth, there was nothing. Ex nihilo. He created the heavens and the earth. Man, the first man, Adam, was created out of the dust. From non-existence to existence. Bilang mga nilikha, we are also marked by time. And we live in time. Meaning po, subject tayo sa time. Kung titingnan natin yung verse 27, the psalmist tells us ng isa pang reality natin bilang mga creation or mga created, a time will come that we will perish. But this is the reality ng buhay po natin. That no matter how amazing, no matter how stable and permanent the world and our life looks like, time will come that we will perish. We will perish. And even now, yung reality na po na ito ay nangyayari sa paligid po natin. Death comes at to anyone, in any form, and in any given time. Things get rust. They got rotten, or they get rotten. And the things that we thought lasting ay nasisira din po. This is the manifestation ng kasalanan. It reminds us of the effect of sin sa mundong ito. Sin came to this world and everything, including the creation, is infested by it. Notice where the psalmist compare yung transience ng buhay ng isang tao at ng mundo in verse 26c. Sabi po niya, they will all wear out like garment. You will change them like a robe and they will perish. In Hebrew, yung language po na salitang garment ay beged. This could mean literally na covering or clothing, but figuratively, it means treachery. O yung tinatawag natin to rob someone. Or for example, sa war. Again, as people who are limited by time, hindi po ba totoo ito sa atin? Like garment, na habang dabang time progress, we slowly notice yung strength natin starts to deteriorate. White hairs, yung wrinkles, starts to appear. If 5 to 10 years ago, hindi ka nagsastruggle sa back pains, now, meron na. You even need to remember to take your maintenance. Otherwise, yung cholesterol o yung blood pressure mo will shoot up. Even beauty, yung muscles, yung knowledge that we gain, slowly slips away. At kahit po mga puno, streams, weather and dry, species get extinct. Why? Simply because we are not eternal. And we will perish. Isaiah 34 verse 4, sabi, all the hosts of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. All their hosts shall fall as leaves falling from the fig tree. In Isaiah 51 verse 6a, reminds us as well. Sabi po dito, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath. For heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. Mga kaibigan, magandang paalaala po ito sa atin na lahat ng bagay sa mundong ito is subject to change and decay. Nothing is eternal and nothing will last. For time will come that the eternal Creator God will judge and change this fallen world into a perfect world. And if you are here today, mga kaibigan, and you do not have a personal relationship with this eternal Creator, and you think that you live the best life ng buhay mo ngayon, dito sa Dubai, living the best or the stable life, our passage reminds us that everything will perish. It will not last. Even the most stable thing na kinukonsider mo sa buhay mo, it will perish. To think in the context of the psalmist, may isip natin na he could probably choose to hope or to find hope and build yung kanyang buhay, to find stability in exile. Hindi po ba? He could perhaps pursue a better life there rather than to return in the ruins of Jerusalem. But instead, yung ginawa po niya, he finds comfort in the divine nature of God. Namely, His eternal and unchangeable nature. At marahil po nag-iisip po kayo ngayon, paano yung katotohanan that God is eternal and unchangeable gives comfort to a person who is deeply afflicted? Who is, in reality, nakikita niya yung kanyang buhay slowly slips away sa kanya. Put it simpler, malapit na siyang mamatay. Tingnan po natin ang passage natin again in verse 26. In comparison to the natural world, to heavens and earth that are subject to change and decay, ang psalmist po describe yung Panginoon. Ano sabi niya dyan? He will remain. You will remain. In verse 27, the psalmist gives a precise description of God's eternality. Sabi po niya, your years have no end. Well, unlike us, who has beginning and have end, and subject to becoming, or simply to change, the eternal God has no beginning and no end. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. This means that He is everlasting God. Though the creation fades, the eternal God will continue to exist. He will remain. Nangangahulugan po ito, mga kaibigan, that He alone is the most stable, the most constant in the entire universe. God being eternal also means that God is without succession of time. Without succession of time. Mamaya, kung pagkatapos po ng service natin, kung pupunta po kayo ng food court, at kung uupo po kayo dun mamaya, try to observe yung mga tao na would pass you. Yung isang tao will come, and then will go, and then another person will come, and will go. Yan po yung tinatawag natin na succession of time. So hindi po natin nakikita lahat. But unlike us, who lives in the succession of time, one event after another, in contrast, God can see everything one time, including the past, the present, and the future. This means that God lives outside and that subject sa oras, sa time natin. Though He operates in human time and space. So nangangahulugan ito, mga kaibigan, that nothing in this world surprises God. Even yung mga pains na pinagdadaanan natin, even your sins does not surprise this all-knowing eternal God. Kung tayo po ay nagugulat or become anxious sa mga pwedeng mangyari sa atin in the future, just po hindi. He already ordained and set everything by His power. Kaya po, kung makikita po natin kaya ng salmista na dumepende sa Diyos na siyang nakakaalam ng lahat. Na siyang may control ng lahat at siyang nag-ordain ng lahat ng bagay na pwedeng mangyari sa buhay niya. Even to his future. Yesterday, I had the privilege to to have a fellowship sa mga kapatiran natin. And isa po sa mga kapatiran confess that at times, nagiging anxious siya sa pwedeng mangyari sa kanyang asawa, sa kanyang buhay, sa kanyang pamilya. At marahil ganun din po tayo, who are bound in time. But be comforted, dear friends, that the God we worship is an all-knowing God. That if we live sa uncertainty ng buhay natin, may Diyos tayo na pwede nating lapitan, na siyang nakakaalam at may control ng lahat. But friends, the psalmist invites us that we can trust this eternal God who sees everything, who controls everything. But not only that, notice also verse 27. Kung paano na psalmist intimately relates yung eternality ng Diyos with His immutability or yung changelessness niya. In verse 27, sabi niya, but you are the same. That's immutable, unchangeable. And your years have no end. That's eternal or eternality ng Panginoon. Well, the question is, bakit niya ginawa ito? O bakit para sa psalmist mahalaga yung katotohanan na nagbigay sa kanya ng kumpiyansa sa Diyos? Ang eternality at immutability po ng Diyos is intimately related to each other dahil nangangahulugan po ito na kung ang Diyos ay tunay na immutable, unchanging, ay dapat po siya eternal. And in order for God to be God, He must be immutable. Dahil kung may kaunting hint of alteration or change sa Diyos, this could mean that He is not perfect. And if He is not perfect, then nangangahulugan po ito na hindi siya Diyos. At kung hindi siya Diyos, therefore, we cannot trust, we cannot depend, or we cannot find stability sa Kanya. See, friends, God's immutability is what separates God sa atin. What separates God from His creation. For unlike us, that constantly becoming and changing, ang Diyos po natin will always remain as He who He is, as He was been. Tulad po ito ng pangalan na ibinigay ng Diyos or ni-reveal ng Diyos sa kay Moses in Exodus 3:14. Sabi niya, I am who I am. This means that He is the self-existing one who will continue to remain who He is in His being and will continue to be in all eternity. God's immutability, again, simply means He does not mutate or does not change. He does not mutate or change in His being, in His character, and even sa Kanyang will. Ang Diyos po natin ay hindi tulad natin na ngayon ay masaya, then later on, magiging malungkot na. Or, suddenly, magiging mapagmahal o kaibig-ibig, then biglang hindi na kaibig-ibig. Or, something na he needs to develop something sa kanyang skills or sa kanyang character. You know, our God, but not with God. In God, all of His attributes such as love, wisdom, yung kanyang holiness, yung kanyang mercy, yung kanyang grace, operates in unity or at the same time as He relates to us and His creation. Kaya nga sabi ni James in James 1:17, sabi niya, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Ang testimony po ng psalmist who is in deep affliction affirms this. Try to think and meditate kung paano ang isang tao who is in deep pain with unexplainable application can say, in one hand, God is the one who chastised or disciplined him. But on the other hand, he can affirm and plead for God's sovereignty sa kanyang buhay. You can see that in verses 10 and verse 12. From verse 10, he said, yung chastisement, yung kanyang pinagdadaanan is disiplina sa kanya ng Panginoon. But in verse 12, he said, Lord, you are sovereign. You are enthroned. How can a person affirm that? Both truth. It's like saying, God, you are wrath, but you are loving. It's like saying that, God, you are merciful, you are compassionate. At the same time, you judge sin. Well, ito po ay dahil sa kanyang immutability. The psalmist understands that God's discipline in him is not devoid of God's love. God's justice is without mercy. His holiness is not devoid of his righteousness. But when God acts, he acts with all of his attributes, perfectly complementing one another. Hindi po sila nag-aaway, they do not usurp one another or destroy one another. You see, bilang finite na mga tao, sometimes God is revealing his attribute to us one by one as we progress. For example, today, we see God as holy, then we commit sin, then we say that God will judge us. He judges sin. Then we plead to God, then the next day we receive forgiveness. A subject in the succession of time, yan po yung nararanasan natin. But in reality, lahat po ng mga attributes na yon is perfectly communicating or nag-unite sila one another. It doesn't mean na God is not forgiving nung una pa lang that God reveals that He is holy. No, He is. Has Stephen Charnock po, a Puritan theologian, explains immutability na Diyos. Sabi niya, immutability or unchangelessness or unchangeable ng Diyos, being unchangeable God, is a glory belonging to all attributes of God. Immutability in God is a glory belonging to all attributes of God. God has attributes and perfections that are different. Hindi po ba? Tulad po na sinabi natin kanina, God is holy, He is justice, He's merciful, He's compassionate, He's love. Another thing na sinabi niya, immutability is the center wherein this all attributes of God are all united. Ang immutability po ng Diyos is also true even at times that the scripture presents a passage that God seems changing or changing his mind. But yung language po na ginagamit ng scripture is for our own benefit. Why? Because we are finite. We cannot understand yung Diyos. So God or yung scripture uses yung mga bagay na yan to accommodate our finitude. Kaya ba nga po, bilang mga anak ng Diyos, this means we have assurance ng ating kaligtasan. Dahil ang Diyos po natin never changes His mind. He never changes His will and His promise when He decreed before the foundation of time na ililigtas kanya, He will do it. He will not change His mind. That thing also means na yung kaligtasan mo is not dependent sa iyo. Doesn't mean na yung pwede mong gawin para i-please yung Panginoon. No. He saves you because He decreed to save you. Ito rin po ang pinanggagalingan ng confidence ng psalmist to enable for him to be stable in his faith. even in the midst of his deep affliction. So ano po yung implication nito sa atin bilang isang iglesia? Una po, bilang isang iglesia, nangangahulugan po ito that we can take rest in this eternal God. We can take rest in the unchangelessness of this God. Since God is eternal and unchangeable in His nature, we can face difficult, although we face in mga difficult situations sa buhay natin, we know that we can depend on Him. This also means that in Him alone we can find our rest, we can find and our restless soul satisfaction and true stability. At hindi po sa mga bagay like sa ating mga bank accounts, sa mga significant loved ones po natin, or even relationships, even yung sa mga investment po natin. Now, if this is the case, this calls us, church, to build our lives to God, or in God. This calls us to worship this eternal and immutable God, and not the things of this world that constantly shifts. Not in our work or the material things that sometimes we consider as our idols. And enable for us to be constantly built up, stable and mature in faith. Friends, let us continue to engage our lives sa ating iglesia, in our community. Let us surround our lives with godly men and godly women who loves Christ. For those who are weary and in deep affliction, anxious in your situation right now, friends, you can run to this eternal and changeable God. For He controls everything. He knows everything. And you can find rest in Him. And for those who are not yet in Christ, mga kaibigan, isang magandang paalala po ito para sa atin, that the only constant thing of this world is God. Hindi po yung change. It's God. He alone is eternal and unchanging. He alone can truly gives us yung rest, yung satisfaction na hinahanap po natin sa buhay natin. For everything that is outside of Him will perish into eternal condemnation sa hell. But for those who are in Him, we can enjoy yung eternal life that He offered to us through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At ito po ang ino-offer sa atin ng gospel ni Jesus Christ. A hope and a stable future with Him in glory. Notice po kung paano ng author ng Hebrews in-apply yung katotohanan na ito sa kay Kristo. Yung Psalm 25 to 26. Tulad po sa binasa kanina ni Pastor Alden, and he gave a short excerpt, which I think ganun din po yung may bibigay ko sa inyo. The author of Hebrews described Jesus, kung titingnan po natin in verses 1 to 4, yung sabi niya, ang author ng Hebrew declares, yung superiority ni Jesus than the angels. That He is God in flesh. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of His nature. And He is the one who upholds the universe by the power of His word. And in verse 10 to 12, the author of Hebrews claim that what is true with the Father, or to the Father, is also true to God the Son. Namely, that Jesus is eternal and unchanging. And this is good news po sa atin, mga kaibigan. Dahil magandang balita tells us how the eternal and unchangeable God came into this world to save us. Jesus, the eternal and unchangeable Son of God, left heaven's glory and break into human time and space, who took on human flesh without losing His divine nature. 100% God and 100% man, who alone lived a perfect life and obedience to the Father in order to fulfill the divine plan of God of salvation. Like us in His humanity, He suffered and experienced yung physical weakness. But unlike us, Jesus had committed any sin. But he overcomes sin and kills sin by nailing it into his body on the tree. Jesus died the death that we deserve on behalf of a people who constantly hate God, who constantly love sin and yung mundong ito. Jesus died on the third day, the eternal and unchangeable Father. Yet on the third day, the eternal and unchangeable Father raised the eternal Son from the dead, which signifies that Jesus has met the wrath of the eternal God, enabled for us to be united, to be reconciled to the Father in eternity. Friends, Jesus, the eternal Son, has satisfied the wrath of the eternal God on our behalf and through his death. This is the price of our redemption. And if you are not yet in Christ, mga kaibigan, I plead to you, run to Christ for repentance. Run to Christ for salvation. He alone is the most stable ground for you to cling in order to have a much stable future in eternity. In his deep affliction, the psalmist did not only find rest and stability sa Panginoon, but at the same time, he also finds security or certainty in God's divine purpose of salvation, which is our second point. Let's read verse 28. Sabi po niya dito, "The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you." As part po ng isang covenant community and having renewed confidence and stable faith in God, malamang at malamang naalala po ng psalmist na ito during exile na yung exile po na experience is not his final destination. His life or the life of his descendants would not end there. Alam po niya yun. And notice po kung paano niya he declare and remember yung promise of covenant ng Diyos sa kanyang forefather na si Abraham. That the God of Abraham who established his offspring in the land of Jerusalem or promised the land of Jerusalem is the same God that would re-establish and restore his offspring and their descendants back to the promised land. Kung titingnan po natin yung confidence po ng psalmist for a secured future para po sa kanyang mga descendants ay hindi po nakasalalay sa kanila, sa kanyang mga offspring. Kundi sa katotohanan that God is unchanging. See, he realized that God is unchanging, therefore God will be faithful to his descendants. He will remain faithful sa kanyang mga tao. God will make sure that a remnant out of exile will return to the promised land. Marahil po una, hindi po maintindihan ng psalmist ito kung bakit naandoon siya nakaupo sa may exile. That is why he became anxious sa buhay niya. But kung titingnan po natin, God sent them there to justify his holiness against their rebellion and to display his glory by keeping his covenant promise to them. Kaya nga kaya ng psalmist to confidently depend sa Diyos na ito, to find security sa Diyos na ito. We can see yung multiple promises of God through the prophets that speaks sa certainty ng plano ng Diyos to save His people. For example, in Malachi 3:6, yung reason po why the Israelites are not consumed in exile ay dahil po sa unchangeability ng Panginoon. Because of God's covenantal promise to them. Sabi niya sa Malachi 3:6, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed." Try to think of it, mga kaibigan. Why you are still here? Why you're still breathing? Because God still and always be faithful sa kanyang promesa to save people for himself. And God is extending that to you right now. Even the testimony of Ezekiel in 39 verse 28, which says, "Then they shall know that I am the Lord their God, because I sent them into exile among the nations and then assembled them into their own land. I will leave none of them remaining among the nations anymore. You see the purpose why God sent them to exile? For them to know that He is God. Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountains may depart and the hills be moved, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you. And my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. But this is our hope and security lies in God's commitment to save a people for Himself. And to raise generations after generations of worshipers. Kung isipin po natin, God is not bound to save us. He's not obligated to save us. God in eternity is perfectly happy glorifying His own self. But try to think of it. Bakit na ginawa ito? Because He has promised this sa kanyang sarili that He will save a remnant His people. And praise God po, for over 6 years, atin po nakita yung commitment ng Diyos in saving people to His own possession, as His own possession, to be the next generation of worshipers. We have witnessed children, we have witnessed friends, we have witnessed family members who received Christ, who submitted themselves sa ordinance ng baptism. At mamaya, makakasama din po natin in observing yung ordinance ng communion. At bilang isang iglesia, we can confidently trust that the eternal and changeable God will continue to save and restore generations of worshipers sa kanyang sarili until He returns. But while waiting, mga kaibigan, I want to draw our attention sa prayer ng psalmist in few verses up. If you're going to scroll your Bible in verses 18 to 22, ito po yung sabi niya, ito po yung panalangin niya sa Diyos. Ito po yung desire ng psalmist. Let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that the people yet to be created may praise the Lord. In verse 19, ito po yung content na ginawa ng Diyos sa kanila. That He looked down from His holy height. From heaven, the Lord looked at the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners, to set free those who were doomed to die, that they may declare in Zion the name of the Lord and in Jerusalem His praise when peoples gather together and kingdoms to worship the Lord. That peoples, that kingdoms, includes you, includes us. Friends, I want us to think of the time that separates us between sa psalmist na to nung pinanalangin niya ito at nang isinulat niya ito. And try to think of yourself. That alone, friends, proves your faithfulness ng Diyos sa kanyang salita, sa kanyang commitment, sa kanyang plinano. Friends, unlike the psalmist, we have the complete word of God. Psalmist says, let this be recorded for generations to come. Try to think of that. That one is recorded in the scripture. And that one benefits us. Di po ba? Let me take this time to encourage po yung bawat isa sa atin to continue to find yung faithfulness ng Diyos sa kanyang salita. Try, always fill your minds and your hearts with God's Word. Continue to read and proclaim the Word of God, mga kaibigan. Men, as leaders of the family, make sure to lead your family in feasting God's Word, hoping that one day, our children, your wife, your loved ones, your significant loved ones, will receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Church, Let us continue to be faithful in preaching the gospel in hopes that God would use our gathering to raise up the future generations of worshipers. Parents, let your children join yung kids and youth ministry natin. Next month, we will resume our equipping classes, our CG gatherings. If you are not part of the CG gatherings or you are interested to join yung mga equipping classes, ito, come early. Join us. This is good for you and for your souls. Mga kaibigan, as I end this sermon, let me remind us that the doctrine of God's eternality and immutability ay hindi po yung doktrina na dapat nating katakutan. Hindi po ito yung doktrina at for our mental exercise po lamang. But this is a glorious doctrine that reminds us that God is God, and that God is perfect, and His ways are perfect. God is the unchanging sa kanyang nature, sa kanyang character, sa kanyang being, sa kanyang will. Isang magandang paalala din po sa atin ito bilang isang iglesia, na ang Diyos na nag-sustain po sa atin sa taon na ito is the same God that will sustain us in the coming years. Church, let us continue to depend in our eternal and unchangeable God. Since God is unchangeable in His divine nature and purpose to save His people, you can depend on Him. Manalangin po tayo. Ama, salamat po for reminding and remaining eternally the same. Thank you po for this reminder that God is not like us. We can depend on Him. Maraming salamat po sa salvation at sa aming buhay na ipinagkaloob ninyo sa amin. Lord, as we long to apply this truth in our lives this week, may we be strengthened and stable in our faith, even as we face mga uncertainty sa aming mga buhay. For those who are weak, for those who are facing mga difficult afflictions sa kanilang buhay, Lord, would you strengthen them? For we know that you are a God who controls all things. You know all things. Let them rest in you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.